course, Noah had neither a fridge nor a freezer on board because those things did not exist yet. If you do not store your food in a fridge or a freezer, it will soon rot. But there are other ways to prevent food from rotting. One of them is to dry the food like we do with fruit and meat when we're making dried fruit and biltong or jerky. Furthermore, dried fruit can easily be compressed so that even more food can be stored in a smaller space. The bulk of various types of fruit and vegetables can be reduced by between 75% and 95% by employing simple procedures such as drying, and especially if it's compressed at the same time. Preservation is actually the correct word used for the various methods that can be used to store food to prevent it from rotting. The preservation of food types, including meat and fish, for periods of up to 3 years has been known ever since ancient biblical times. Leviticus 25, verse 21 to 22 mentions the eating of preserved food. The ancient Romans preserved berries in honey, while various foods such as berries, leaves, roots, and fresh meat have been preserved for long periods in blubber or oil by the Arctic people. Dried insects are highly nutritious. Indians of the American West used to dry large amounts of grasshoppers, which they then mixed with berries and seeds and nuts, a grasshopper health bar. According to Dr. Woodmurappi, the volume of food needed for Noah, his family, and all the animals would have occupied less than 15% of the ark's volume. But most importantly is the fact that God kept his hand over the ark and its inhabitants, and we can be sure that he also preserved the food that they had to eat.